بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم بيع الحاضر للبائع. In this chapter, various types of business transactions are discussed. And these transactions used to take place in those days. Today, business is of a complete different nature. But the principles remain the same. And all of us who are especially in business should learn business principles according to Islam to make sure that our business, our income is halal and correct. That is very, very important. And this brief discussion that we'll have is only by way of an introduction and just by way of the titles. But the more details we should try and find out, so that the very important thing, our source of income must be proper halal. And we have to know the masail. And there are plenty of ulama available, especially the muftis, and who are also acquainted with modern business practices. So we should inquire from them to make sure that our business practices are correct. There is one type of business that used to take place, that is a person who lives in the city, in the town. And he should not sell on behalf of a person who is living out in the villages, in the farm. And there are various reasons for that. One is, for example, flour, wheat, rice, staple food, the basics. If he gets it from that farmer from far away, and he stores it here, hoards it, and he waits for the scarcity in the market, and then he sells it at exorbitant prices. One of the basic Islamic principle is that the public must get the benefit in every way, that they should not suffer. So when a person keeps that goods which are basic essentials and he does not sell them when there is a supply in the market, but when there is a shortage in the market, now he puts the price up and then he gets the monopoly. Islam is totally against any group of a cartel, a group of businessmen having a monopoly of things. And then the public suffers and they have to pay high prices, and the smaller business people also have to go out of business. Because this, as today is the practice, we have this big cartels, etc., and they control the whole market. They set the prices, etc. Islam is a free market system, that every person can buy, he can sell. And the benefit goes to the public and they don't suffer, they get things at reasonable price. With Alaqti Rukban and to go and meet a caravan that is coming to sell goods. A nice example for our times now, especially these days, if a farmer is, for example, coming with his truckload of sheep to sell as qurbani, and somebody meets him before he reaches the town and he buys off all that sheep from him. He doesn't know the going price in the town. So this person offers him a certain price which is much lower than the going price. And then that person also feels, I don't have to go till there, let me sell all my sheep to this person. And he goes and sells it at a higher price, making a big profit. Again, that farmer suffers the consequences, and also the public. And this man in between is making all the profit. Just like all the other departments, even which governments have set up and which people are controlling, that is all where the public suffers. And these people here, the in-between man, the agent, he makes all the money. The farmer doesn't really get anything much also. The public pays a high price, and all this money goes into that agent that is in between. All the various boards they make from time to time. And many times these boards also, citrus board, the meat board, etc. When there is a surplus of goods, instead of selling it at a low price to the customers, they'll rather dump it in the sea, but to keep the market price at that price. So this is totally wrong. When there is a surplus of things, let the public enjoy the benefit and let them buy it at lower prices. وَالْبَيْ عَلَى بَيْءِ أَخِي. And the next is to make a sale on the sale of your brother. Like, for example, you sold something to somebody for a certain price. You are selling your car, you sold it to him for 75,000. And then another person comes, I'll offer you 80,000. That is not correct also. Once the sale is made, it is done. Or a person sells a thing, for example, for 75,000. And afterwards he gets an offer of a higher price. Then also, This Hewlett's company, sugar company, is a famous company now. The starting of it was in very, very poor conditions. When a person wanted to sell his car, in those days a very low price, and somebody came and offered him a higher price, he refused. He said, I've made the sale already, a non-Muslim, and I cannot sell it now at a higher price. I've made the agreement already. Allah gave so much barakat, and today it has become such a huge company. But unfortunately, we are very weak in this. Somebody will just offer us 1,000, 5,000 rand more, and we, without permission of the other person, we just make an excuse and we sell it for a higher price. That is also not correct. Well, khitbati ala khitbatihi. And a person shouldn't propose for a girl on the proposal of your Muslim brother. For example, somebody has proposed for a girl. Now, till that they haven't refused, or these people haven't withdrawn the proposal, or without the permission of that person, it is not correct to go and propose for that girl. First let that matter be sorted out, then you can go and propose for that girl. So that also is not correct. إِلَّا أَيَّأْذَنَا أَوْ يَرُدُّ. So this is the chapter on these various things, and there are various hadith to show one point of this. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبيع حاضر لباد وإن كان أخاه لأبيه وأمه. متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the person who is living in the town, in the city, and who knows the prices of things, when they will go up, when they will go down, etc. He should not be an agent for the person who is living out on the farm. And then he controls it here, and this also gives a vent to arguments later. That person who gave it at that time to be sold, and he kept it back, and the price drops now after a certain period. Now there is an argument between them. Also, when a person keeps goods, and that goods are available, and these are necessities of life, and those goods are available, but he stores them for a later time, then the other shopkeepers, they also don't like the idea. So Islam's principles are that all business people must be happy also. There must be brotherhood, understanding between them, and not rivalry. Today there is great rivalry. Oh, just for a few cents, somebody will sell something cheaper, raise the price, etc. There must be brotherhood, understanding, and love between the business people also, and the business people and the public also. Everyone must be happy with what they sell and what they buy. There shouldn't be this malice in the heart. And all these things causes disputes, enmity, and malice. The hadith commands that an urban dweller should not sell an item on behalf of a rural dweller by agreement between them, by raising the price when its market value rises, because this creates a monopoly and causes harm to the general public. However, if the item is not one of necessity in the area or not in great demand, then it will be permissible for the urban dweller to sell it. And all these masail are very much in detail. If we make an agreement with some, especially one of the muftis, and we discuss all this, then our business practices can come in order. This is just a very brief glimpse of what this is. Then in the fiqh, in the jurisprudence, the ulama have extracted all the detailed masail, and according to our present day, what masail are directed towards us, that also we should try and study and find out and make our business accordingly.